5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Happy New Year, Lou!
Happy New Year back at ya!
Or I should say Happy Lou Year. Cause it's always
Happy Lou Year!
Always Lou's year.
The Lou of the year!
So you
what did you do last night, Commish?
Extra special today, right?
Extra special today!
Yeah.
We got pumpkins, we got brats, we got Polish, and we got other people bringing in delights as well.
That's wonderful. It's going to be a real celebration for that last Bears game, January 1st,
yes.
2017. Because,
and let's not forget, it's going to be ended in fine fashion,
yes,
with performances by the Offamons and the one and only Darkroom Men.
Darkroom Men, yes, Lou. I will be appearing with my acoustic partner, Mr. Nick Allen, today at the Sovereign at around 3. It starts at 3:30, right?
No, it starts at 11 o'clock.
Well, yes, the game and everything, but the music starts at 3:30, correct?
Right, immediately following.
Yes.
The Bears game.
Very good, sir. And that will be about 3 o'clock. 3:30.
Yes. 3:30. Now, what's this, folks? You're not coming till halftime?
Yeah, we're going to New Year's Day brunch today, Lou, just like every other.
Dim sum,
Lou. Do you ever do dim sum, Lou?
Dim sum,
you saw. No, dim sum is dangerous.
So, yeah, I will be there at halftime, and we'll take the Bears to victory, right? Right.
Yes, we will.
Speaking of which, Lou, your final Bear of the Week. Let's hear it.
Well, I'm going to go with the returning second-string quarterback. I believe this is his third return to the Bears.
Yes.
From San Jose State.
Yes.
David Bales.
And he doesn't fail us. He's been the Bear of the Week 3 times.
Well, let's hope third time's a charmer.
All right. I'm going, Lou, with good old number 69. Yeah, he's back. The number is back. C.J. Wilson, seventh-year man out of East Carolina, defensive linebacker. He had a couple of good sacks a few weeks ago. Good old number 69.
All right.
And what's your prediction for this last week of this wretched, horrible Bears season?
Bears 20.
Yes.
Minnesota 16.
All right, Lou. You're never inconsistent. How are the Giants doing? Are they going to make the playoffs?
Giants are in.
Oh, all right. All right.
They're locked in. It's just a matter of who they're going to play.
Right, exactly. And there's a little situational stuff going on today, but I have no idea what it is. So.
Oh, it's so like 9 teams got to lose, 2 got to win, and then the Packers are there.
Exactly.
There's 6 teams win and 3 tie. Seattle's in.
Let's just hope. Yeah. Let's just hope the Packers take a dive. I'm sorry, I can't take them in the playoffs anymore. All right. Lou, you know, we always say Lou Dickman Weekly, the end of football season, the start of playoff season, of course, but you have a jam-packed schedule the next couple months. Why don't you remind everybody what we have coming up at Lou Dickman Weekly?
Oh, well, the weekend before the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Is our third annual Bob Collins Bowling Tournament and Awards Banquet.
That's right. All you guys.
And then, yes, and then immediately following the Super Bowl, that next weekend would be our chili cook-off.
There you go. Two events to look forward to. Oh, you guys,
yes,
the Sunday NFL picks. You get the award ceremony. It's going down to the final week, Lou.
Yes, oh, it is.
Yeah, between Fightin' Bob and Jimmy Wads.
Between Fightin' Bob and Jimmy Wads. Do we have any new with Lou Dickman guys in here?
Yes, Chip Martin joined last week.
What's
Chip Martin joined last week.
Yes, he did.
What is that?
Thanks to you.
Yes. What is that?
You got him in.
What are you doing? What's that noise in the background, Lee?
I'm cleaning the grill. I'm getting the grill ready, buddy.
All right, let's go to your question of the week, Lou.
I'm all ears.
Which New Year's Eve do you most want to forget? Which one was it, Lou? What year do you remember or do you not remember the New Year's Eve you want to forget?
I don't have one I wanted to forget.
Oh, wow. So you remember them all?
They've all, of course. They've all been outstanding.
What was your wildest one?
Well, the wildest ones were, see, I used to work New Year's Eve.
All right.
So when I was growing up at the Dickman household, we hosted a New Year's Eve breakfast.
Ah.
And the first time I did this, I told everybody, you know, I'm working. We're going to have the Dickman house is going to have the have a breakfast.
Yep.
And everybody was in for it. So I get out of the bar around 2:30. I get home around 2:45. I pull into my driveway, and it's packed with cars.
And you didn't have one egg in the house.
And we were all set. Okay. But I was expecting, you know, 8, 9 o'clock. Well, I walk into the kitchen, and there's Daddy Dickman sitting in his bathrobe and his slippers, giving me that look as of, what the heck is going on here? So then that started the tradition of the Dickman breakfast, which started at 3 o'clock New Year's Day a.m. for years.
Oh, my God, Lou. Doesn't get any better than that. Get us into the new year with your catchphrase out.
Everybody, have an outstanding 2017. Yeah. Have an outstanding day. Have an outstanding week.
You're the best, Lou.
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Breakfast Service on New Year's Eve. When it's 3 a.m., come see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou, eggs on you.
You know, yeah.